Welcome to 12-Minute Convos with Jesus Believers. God chose first to have a conversation with us, His creation. Our prayer is that this listening space brings growth and transforms your life forever.
Praise God for you, Patience Ekechukwu. What part of the world are you in today?
Today, I'm in Nigeria. Nigeria is located in West Africa.
Please explain what it means to be God's handmaid.
God's handmaid actually came to my mind when I remember the greetings that the angel gave to Mary. When the angel came to tell her about a virgin or conceive and have Jesus, and the angel said, "You are God's handmaid." Mary said to the angel, "You are God's handmaid." When I started life off in high school, I came to know Jesus in my secondary school level. I noticed that things began to turn around. Things that supposed to be very difficult for me were just becoming easy. And every phase of my life was just coming in stages, one step to the other, opening up. At some point, I saw myself, secondary school is gone. The university education is gone. Work comes at the time I need them. And then I had to look back and said, yes, this is what it means to be God's handmaid. When you know Him, there is a purpose He has created you to fulfill. And those purposes, from one step to the other, they just come like a knot. They begin to join together. And then I said to myself, I am God's handmaid. And then I founded a mentorship program to nurture young people to also understand that they are also God's handmaid. And what it means to be God's handmaid is to be completely, given over to God, to Jesus Christ, to say, Lord, I am here to fulfill a purpose and I depend on you to lead me through that journey. I think that's just my concept about calling myself God's handmaid, and then also calling the young ones that I, in my mentorship group, God's handmaid. But sometimes I call them by name and said, "You are God's handmaid," and they are so happy to, to connect to that name.
It feels as though there's a tremendous awareness within yourself of not just God's voice, but your voice. Where did that come from?
I would say it came from two different perspectives. One, a person that is born of God, that is owned by Jesus Christ, that a Jesus follower. Then the other part of me is as a mentor who is a professional in development sphere, where I look, those are the two things. And at some point I had to, merge my faith in Christ, connect it to the community work where community development sector where I work. Now, the voice does not only echo the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It also echoes that every young person or every young woman is created to fulfill a purpose. And the purpose starts with having an identity, understanding whom they are as an identity, understanding that they are created in this world to fulfill a purpose. And in the development sector, I have also been able to interact with young women who are not also of the Christian faith. And then being able to connect with them shows that I've interacted with a lot of young people in the communities that some of them who are supposed to be in high school, they're already with babies, and some are into something that look like marriages, at that level, and then they've lost hope. So at that point, the religion also plays a lot, or the faith my faith, because Jesus said, Jesus demonstrated love on the cross of Calvary, you know, so that love is what propels me, you know, to move forward. And by the time I display that love in the communities, you know, it's very easy to connect to all the young women within the community. And then mentorship begins to come in. And then purpose is the next thing. And then dignity, purity, you know, those are the things that follow suit once we are connected. So I would say that my faith in Christ has really given me that part of love to care for, you know, the often forgotten in our society, the poor, the neglected. And then my relationship also as a pastor, a lay pastor in the Anglican community, also gave me that edge.
So imagine you're listening to this conversation 5 years from today. What's a message you'd leave for future you listening to this?
We are not here by accident. Our life was created for a purpose, and that purpose is rooted in God. And no matter where we find ourselves, no matter what we do, we should try to spread love. Love. Christ represented love for mankind. And his death on the cross of Calvary showed that, depicted that clearly. Love is important. No matter where we are right now, whether we feel clear or confused, whether we are struggling, God has not finished with us yet. God has not finished with us yet. Sometimes we face pressures. Sometimes it can be confusing. Let's not be discouraged. Let's stay connected. Stay faithful to the little things that we can do to help ourselves and to help humanity. Stay faithful. Trust God that He is leading us step by step. And most importantly, let us ensure that our path, our calling, our life, they are all making a difference in our world.
Well, Patience, I thank you so much for passing by, having a conversation, sharing a snippet of the work that you're doing. I appreciate you tremendously. This is a pleasure, a treasure. Thank you for being on What is Inspired by 12 Minute Convos.